important deposits are to County National Bank, but this aspect is how do you get the deposits to the bank? And we have become a very, very busy economy, especially in the last few years. And RDC stands for Remote Deposit Capture. And an RDC machine basically allows you to scan your checks at your desktop if you're not able to make it into one of our branches. And it gets automatically deposited into your checking account. So pretty handy.
So in today's age, as you were saying, with less and less cash and more and more electronic way of doing business, this machine actually our tellers use.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when you come in to make a deposit at the bank, and if you deposit a check, those checks have to be imaged into our system. And how our tellers do that is they do what we call run their work, which is they run all of the transactions through a very similar machine to the remote deposit capture machine that I have here. And it gets uploaded and scanned into our system, and then that's where you can see the image on your checking account if you were to go on to online banking or on the app. You could see everything that goes through that scanner.
Do you want to hold that up?
I know.
Yeah, we have a visual.
How awesome is it that I brought a visual aid to a radio
show? Just kidding.
It's much smaller than it used to be.
What happens if I didn't get one for Christmas?
Oh, well, you can call me. I have plenty in my office.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'll bring you one.
You just bring one out?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good deal.
You got a lot of checks you got to run through, get into your account.
I haven't wrote a check in 10 years.
You're a great example. You know, my daughter, I said...
They don't give me money.
Well, I'm going to have a conversation when I get back to the bank. We know who pays the bills now.
Yeah.
So, but that was the same thing. I asked my daughter, I said, are you going to get checks with this check-in? She goes, what do I need checks for? She's 20 years old, and she just has no idea why she would need a check for anything. And
paper trail.
And I got in a debate this weekend as to do banks really need branches? Do you really need to go into a branch these days? And lots of people, like Melissa said, are very, very busy. The world has sped up to the degree that a 5, 10, 15-minute trip to the bank could cost productivity. You could do sitting at your desk. And you can, like I was alluding to earlier, you're acting as your own teller almost with this. Now, I have had questions on this when it came out and the availability of funds. Can you explain that? How long does it take for the funds to actually be available in the account after the checks are run through?
Sure. So as long as you run the checks or the deposit through the machine by 4 p.m., your deposit is guaranteed in your account by the next morning, as long as it's not a federal holiday. So you would see that on your online banking, or all funds would be available the very next morning.
And is there more responsibility upon the business owner rather than bringing a pile of checks to the bank and having a teller spot one that, looks suspicious to a seasoned teller, but to a business owner, it's fine and runs right through. What's the fraud aspect of it? What's the protections against bad checks when you're using a machine?
All right, that's a wonderful question. So the company that we use that processes all of the transactions that go through remote deposit capture, they're called ProfitStars. And actually, these machines have detectors on them to see if there is any offages on check size. I know checks come in all different sizes, but this one would in particular be able to pick up on if it's cut differently, if it's not quite measuring up. Also, ProfitStars, every check that comes through, you're getting someone that is looking at each one just like a teller would. And honestly, if you're bringing in a stack of checks to County National Bank, if you sat down, gave your stack of checks to the teller, they may not go through every single item right away, but this machine does. So if there's something that's off with a check, or maybe sometimes the written amount doesn't match the typed amount.
I was just going to ask that.
This will catch it, and within minutes, you'll have an email response saying, hey, this check doesn't look right, or you need to go on and correct it, or please take it into one of the branches so that we can take a look at it.
So this is more proficient, really?
I feel like it. And also, the benefit to this is it keeps 2 years worth of transactions. So every single check that you run through there,
wow,
you have a copy of it. And also, in the reporting mechanism of the website that this is hosted through, you can go back. And let's say you just want to look for all checks that Greg has written to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in his name, you can put in dates, anything, and it'll pull up from all the archived documents.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it's pretty awesome.
Who's a good candidate for this machine?
So I have a whole range, honestly, that use this machine. Honestly, it's businesses, and we have branches, or I'm sorry, we have customers that are not near a branch, and this is a great mechanism for them to use in order to deposit. Before, they were either having to truck their way in here or they were mailing the deposits. Again, it's just a safer aspect of it. I have companies that maybe make one deposit a week on it, and then I have companies that make four or five a day. So it can fit a wide range, and it's, like I said, it's nice. And for those companies that do have smaller deposits, like you don't have as many checks to run through, we are going to have a mobile deposit option right now on our app, on the personal app. You can take a picture of your check and have it deposited into your account the next day. We're going to have that for small businesses as well. We'll have a business app which will have a mobile remote deposit right on your phone or on your Apple device.
And in our market, we're pretty spread out among a lot of rural areas, mm-hmm, outside of our, you know, downtown area. And this comes in quite handy for someone in between banks. I mean, yep, someone that lives in Concord that banks in Spring Arbor, perhaps, or, you know, Parma, that we don't have branches, but we do tons of businesses in those, mm-hmm, communities. And I know branch banking is on the decline, and but, you know, we still know the value of face-to-face. So
right,
it's a balance that we have of keeping our personal community touch, but also allowing the ease of business. How competitive are we on this product? Obviously, you need to have a checking account with us, and we know we're extremely competitive with those, if not the best in the market, as far as fees and costs with those. How has this stacked up against the competition? Because I know you've replaced a lot of them with ours.
Yes. So, first of all, the machine itself, this is the newest option that they even make for a remote deposit capture machine. So County National Bank is on top of new and innovative. There's no ink on it or anything. It's literally just scans a copy of your check and that's it. So on that aspect, we're highly competitive. When it comes to customer service, the program that we use, the ProfitStar program, on top of just our general customer service and data processing, are incredibly helpful. We're there until 6 p.m. If you have questions, if something happens with your machine, you have a contact not only at ProfitStars but also at County National Bank that can come out and help you. And I think with some of our competition, especially being larger financial institutions, you don't have that one-on-one service. So that's really important. And one of the things about remote deposit capture is I'm a huge proponent that branches are viable. We need them. We need that personal aspect. We need that person that we can go into and talk to and have them help us with our issues.
Peace of mind.
There you go. But we also have
the old people.
Yes.
But we also have to have new and innovative options for people who can't or aren't able to make it into the bank. But we still want them to be County National customers and still have that customer service aspect.
How easy is that for the simple-minded?
Incredibly. You could do it, Greg.
Really?
Yep. No, I have no worries that you would be able to do
then
that.
Then it is amazing. It looks like Bill's old Polaroid camera.
I thought that's what it was when she first took it out. I was like, are we taking pictures today? I didn't know. What do you do with the checks after you run them through?
So we ask that you keep the checks for 2 to 3 months, just in case, as you are reconciling your bank statement, if there is any kind of discrepancy, you have a physical copy of it. After 60 to 90 days, shred them. So once images are in, you're good. It's the same thing that the bank would do. You know, we would hold them for a certain amount of time, and then they would get sent to a shred company.
So how many issues have you had with this machine? How many customer complaints, issues, something go wrong? I mean, how frequent is that? It's a new technology, new device, obviously takes some training and some getting used to. But overall, after you have these in the field, what kind of feedback are you getting?
So we have very few issues with remote deposit capture. We do have clients that they want this option, but they also like coming into the branch as well. So if something happens on the machine, or maybe it's been a little while since they've ran a transaction through, I'll get a phone call that says, hey, I can't remember what my login is, or I can't remember exactly how to process a deposit. So those are typically the concerns that we have. But
that would be me.
Yeah, but it's for the most part.
What's the password?
Exactly. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's great. And you can set different users up for different capabilities. Like, we have a company here in town that has a couple of these remote deposits at their locations. And they have multiple accounts with County National Bank, but they only want Jane Doe to have access to deposit into one particular account. So here's another piece. Just because you run a deposit through remote deposit capture doesn't mean you see anything in the checking account. All you see is the deposit that you're going to be sending to the bank. That's it. So if you have a secretary up front that you want them just to run a deposit, but not necessarily see all the transactions in your business account, that's what this is great for.
And that was, you know,
it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. The only objection I ever had when I'd mentioned using it is it's remarkable. I'd gotten four or five times someone said, well, you know, my secretary loves to go run to the bank in the afternoon. That's her break. And you know, so, you know, you try. That's the balance we're trying to keep. Mm-hmm. And well, I can't take that away from her. That's her thing.
Go to Duffy's.
She loves to tell you. Hey, maybe that's where we should set one of these up and let them run the checks if that's what you want to do. But it one machine for one business. So, like, Duffy's can't have a machine and have running checks through to other people's accounts.
That's
this
true.
Is strictly to your account.
That's right. Yeah. Now, if you have, let's say you have a leaseholding company and you have an operating account and a payroll account and things like that, absolutely, you can deposit to those accounts. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to me setting this machine up to deposit to your account, yeah, that's pretty frowned upon.
So how would someone get this product after listening to us, and what is the process and time frame for getting set up?
Man, you are asking great questions.
So is it one machine, one account?
No, but it can handle multiple accounts. Like, you can choose what account you want it to be deposited into. Yeah. So remote deposit is specific to treasury management at County National Bank. So you can either go to our website, which is cnbb.bank. You can click on the treasury management department area, and it'll have all the information that I just talked about for remote deposit capture, as well as a option for you to choose if you're interested in it. And then that prompts me to call you. You can call me directly, 782-5540. And honestly, the process takes about 3 to 4 days from the time I give you the setup application to the time I come out and train you.
Where's your furthest one away?
That is in, it's just north of Taos. Actually, I had one in Canada, too.
You have one? Really?
Yeah.
Now that brings up the exchange rate. I mean, well, it doesn't handle currency.
Right. Yeah. And the checks that run through are already in American funds. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But no, I would say like Upper Michigan and, oh, Florida. I have one in Florida, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
we could bank you anywhere practically with technology.
Yeah.
That's not anything we really focus on. We leave our area when our customers typically will either refer someone to us or they open a business in other states and so forth. But you know, our motto motto used to be best for business.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like
we
that.
Still are best for business. We are the best bank for small businesses throughout Southern Michigan, in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need any referrals, any recommendations, any proof of that, all of us have plenty of customers now. It didn't used to be that way, but with you on board, that was one thing that really plugged the hole and really does make us the best now. We were always good lenders, but we always had that big gap in capturing the rest of the business from that business. And Melissa's plugged that hole quite admirably. And if you have any needs for small business needs, we was looking at the bank, community bank activity throughout Jackson County in 2019, and we had two competitors. Something happened with them, Ann Arbor State Bank, like the news bit said this morning, was merged with Level One Bank. Level One Bank is in Farmington Hills, Bloomfield Hills, they're east of here, and also Onsted State Bank. Articles I've tried to find about that doesn't even mention Onsted State Bank. It is now MI Bank, I guess would be how you say it. My bank, MI Bank. They're relocating to Bloomfield Hills. Hmm. No mention of their businesses in Jackson or what the statuses of their banks are in Jackson, but it's tough to compete with us. We're local. We know our markets. We know our people. And, you know, both these institutions are claiming to look for loans between $500,000 and $5 million, and that's our sweet spot.
Yep,
absolutely. And that may be why Jackson's not mentioned in either of these articles. And so, you know, it's nice to be the community banker and grow up here and know the people and the character of the community, which our numbers prove that better than anything. We're very blessed to have the customer base we have. And if you are a small business owner or large business owner or small one-man show, we have the products to serve you. You are also our, I'm learning your acronyms in your business. So let's RDC we covered, and Bob is the other one.
Yeah, business
online. I didn't know what Bob was until Monday. So business online banking.
Business online banking.
If you're not on that, you're also costing time and money. Mm-hmm. Would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And being aware of your cash flows, I mean, that's a big deal.
And you had mentioned a problem. If something goes wrong with the remote deposit capture, we have people here till 6. There's some more data breaches in the news with credit unions and so forth, and we're not immune to that, certainly. But if something goes wrong in your financial world, whether it's your identity has been stolen or something, you write a check accidentally to someone. We had that incident at the end of the year. You can actually get a hold of the same person twice at our bank and talk to someone in person and over the phone.
Shocking.
Or you can physically walk into our branches, and most of the time you're going to have to get in your car and drive several hundred miles to get to a person who can make the decisions that Melissa is empowered to make. And that's our value, and that's why we are best for business. And if anyone would love to like to sit down, we have a great group of commercial lenders. We've got Melissa, our treasury management head, and I guarantee you, you can't go wrong, and I believe she'd be able to save money.
Yeah, I think I can.
You have a lot more products to cover, and we'll dedicate a few more shows to our small business customers, which is really the heartblood of our bank. Yep, and the heartbeat.
Call Melissa and find out more.
782-5540.
Bill?
Call me at 768-0056.